Time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. The White County Sheriff's Department, along with Carmi City Police, investigated a gun threat Thursday at the Carmi White County High School. The threat involved a social media post of a subject with a gun and a text that said, "I know where you live." The threat was allegedly made towards another student, and there was no threat towards the school system. The student who allegedly made the post was questioned and released to his parents. In other news, the Fairfield Police Association will be hosting its 17th annual 3-on-3 basketball tournament with the assistance of the Fairfield Lady Mules basketball team. The dates for the tournament have been set for Friday night, March 9th, for the 6 feet and under, and Saturday morning, March 10th, for the open class. You have to be high school age or older to play. The entry fee is $50 per team of 3 or 4 players. Entry forms may be picked up at the Fairfield City Police Department. Forms and entry fees need to be returned to the police station no later than Monday, March 5th. All of the games will be played at Fairfield Community High School. For more information, call the Fairfield Police Station and ask for Officer Charles McMean. 33-year-old Brandon L. Odell of Ingraham has been arrested following a shooting incident late Tuesday night in rural Clay County. According to the Clay County Sheriff's Department, deputies were dispatched to a location in a small community of Wendelin to investigate a possible shooting. When they arrived, officers discovered a 29-year-old man had been shot in the leg. An investigation revealed the victim was attempting to disarm Odell, who was said to be his friend, when the gun went off and struck him in the leg. Odell has been jailed on preliminary charges of reckless discharge of a firearm, domestic battery, and aggravated battery. The victim, not identified by the police, was taken to an area hospital where he was treated and released.
Is your home trapped in a time warp? Looks like it's time to buy new furniture. Come to Rush Appliance and Furniture with 2 locations to serve you. We can furnish your entire home. We carry furniture for every room in your house, whether you need a new bedroom set, mattresses, a living room sofa, or even a formal dining room table. No need to go to a big box store for your appliances. From ranges and refrigerators to deep freezers, dishwashers, and more, we have all the appliances you need. Stop in and see what's new today.
The Student Nursing Association of Frontier Community College and the American Red Cross have collaborated to host a blood drive in honor of the late Vicki Lemons, who was a well-loved FCC nursing instructor. The blood drive will be held on Monday, February 26th, in rooms 128 and 129 of FCC's Learning Resource Center. The drive will last from 12:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. Donors can make an appointment ahead of time, or walk-ins are also welcome. Start the donation process before leaving home by completing an online pre-donation and health history questionnaire at your convenience on the day of the appointment. For more information about donating blood, visit www.redcrossblood.org/rapidpass. Those who wish to donate blood can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Frontier CC to schedule an appointment. A single donation can save up to 3 lives. For additional information, contact the nursing department at Frontier Community College at 842-3711. In other news, a Fairfield man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison on charges he entered a Fairfield man's home and stole a number of firearms. 23-year-old Jeffrey M. Aldridge was sentenced Thursday in Wayne County Circuit Court on a conviction of residential burglary. On November 25th, Aldridge was arrested in Fort Collins, Colorado, on a Wayne County warrant charging him with being in possession of stolen firearms. The initial charge stemmed from a residential burglary at the home of 63-year-old Darrell Thomason on Southwest 6th Street in Fairfield, where a number of firearms were stolen. As part of Aldridge's sentence, he was ordered to pay $21,941 in restitution to a number of victims whose homes Aldridge burglarized. Restitution to Darrell Thompson amount of $2,374, $17,000 to Laura Smothers, $1,000 to Robert Hooper, $697 to Michael Frazier, $137 to Richard Simpson, and $133 to Anthony Green. The restitution is to be paid jointly with any co-defendants of Mr. Aldridge. Also, Aldridge has agreed to testify for the state about the burglaries if asked to do so by the state's attorney. Additionally, Aldridge has drawn an additional 2-year prison sentence for being in possession of methamphetamine. The judge ordered Aldridge to serve another 2 years of parole once he is released from jail and gave him credit for 83 days he has spent in custody waiting deposition of his case. Four other pending charges dating back to 2016 were dismissed in return for a guilty plea. Probable cause has been found to place a former foster parent from the Shawnee town on trial for sexual assault in both Hamilton and Saline counties. 63-year-old Ricky R. Horton appeared in Hamilton County Circuit Court in McLeansboro for a preliminary hearing. After hearing testimony from investigators, a judge ruled there would be probable cause to bind Horton over a trial on five Class X felony charges of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child. In Saline County, the judge also found probable cause to bind Horton over the trial on six Class X felony charges for criminal sexual assault of a child. If convicted, Horton faces up to 60 years in prison in each count. Because of the number of alleged victims in the case, Horton would be eligible for a sentence hearing ranging of 6 to 60 years in prison with up to natural life term of mandatory supervised release. In Hamilton County, Horton is set for a pretrial hearing on April 5th. In Saline County, he is set for a jury trial on May 2nd. He remains in custody under $50,000 cash bond pending trial. In other news, nine Fairfield FFA members recently have been recognized after finishing the requirements to receive the Illinois State FFA degree, after successfully completing the application, record books, and interview process. Those members to receive the degree are Skylar Gray, Lane Harvey, Derek Estes, Dane Young, John Jones, Hunter Doty, Addison Seifert, Emily Titzer, and Sarah Titzer. The degrees are awarded at the Illinois FFA Convention in June in Springfield. Frontier Community College will be hosting a breakfast with the Bunny on Saturday, March 24th. The event, sponsored by the Health Informatics Club, will be held from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the Bob Boyles Hall on FCC's campus. The morning will feature a hot breakfast, crafts, and a picture with the Easter Bunny. Children ages newborn to 8 years are eligible to register. The registration fee is $10 per child. For more information or to register, call Frontier Community College at 618-842-3711. The Wayne County Soil and Water Department is having a spring fish sale. Delivery of fish is scheduled for Friday, March 16th at 8 a.m. Grass carp deadline is Thursday, March 1st. All other fish may be ordered until Wednesday, March 14th. Orders can be placed by calling the office at 842-7602 extension 3 or come by the office at 23 Industrial Drive in Fairfield.
It takes guts and grit to bring big city services to small communities. Wabash Communications is a tough group, willing to face difficult challenges, venture into new territories, and protect the interest of our customers. Wabash Communications is able to achieve big things for small communities. Big history of innovation since 1952, a big range of services including high-speed internet, TV services, home monitoring solutions, voice, and more, and a big focus on exceptional customer care. To learn what's next on the horizon, call Wabash at 665-3311.
Crude oil is at $54.50, unchanged since yesterday. Emma O. Greenwalt Hansen, age 81, a past resident of Wayne County, passed away Friday afternoon, February 16, 2018, at Aperion Healthcare in Alney. Arrangements are pending and in the care of Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora. Mary Pauline Burgess, 87, of Fairfield, Illinois, passed away at 8:15 a.m. on Thursday, February 15, 2018, at Signature Lifestyles in Jefferson City, Tennessee. She has worked as a secretary with several retailers, including B&K Auto Sales, Gill Sales and Service in Fairfield. Survivors include two children, Brenda Stump of Newport, Tennessee, and Greg Burris of Alexandria, Virginia. Three grandchildren, Jeremy Stump of Davenport, Iowa, Amanda Gross of Ashland City, Tennessee, and Jennifer Coffey of Jefferson City, Tennessee. Three great-grandchildren, Leanna Stump, Maverick Coffey, and Mira Stump, and several nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her husband Lawrence Burgess, her mother Echo Gill, one brother Gene Gill, her uncle Clarence and aunt Sadie, who raised her, and a great-grandson Levi Stump. She will always be remembered as a loving mother and grandmother. Funeral services for Mary Pauline Burgess will be at 2 p.m. on Monday, February 19, 2018, at the Johnson Avon Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 12 p.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the First Christian Church in Fairfield and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. Condolences can be made to the family at www.facebook.com/Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home.
There's no place like home.
Oh, the memories. The memories of watching that classic movie that took us to the ends of our imagination, The Wizard of Oz. We would love to send you and a guest to see The Wizard of Oz live at the Fabulous Fox in St. Louis. It'll take you back to yellow brick roads, fields of poppy, and the magic of your imagination. You can register to win tickets to see The Wizard of Oz live at WFIWradio.com or at WRUL.com. Let us help you be a kid again.
Time now for your classic hits forecast. Today, rain and snow likely, cloudy with a high near 42. Tonight, patchy fog, otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 30. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. Sunday night, showers low around 47. Monday, showers with a high near 63 and a low around 61. Don't forget to check out the online auction at WFIWradio.com.